All right, we are back with Today's Money, and today we're going to play a little game with you guys at home and with Miss Kathy Lee Gifford, who, by the way, is downstairs in our concourse by Starbucks. She's down there. Hi, Miss Gifford.
Hello.
You look good. All right, so what we're going to do is I'm going to talk to our expert, and then Kathy Lee's going to talk to the people and see if we know the answers to some of these complex questions. Yahoo Finance expert Laura Rowley is here to help. Hello.
Hi.
So right now we're all in really tough financial times. Clearly, we were just talking about it earlier, the price of eggs and meat and all these different kinds of things. So our money is so much more valuable. And we're finding, I guess, that consumers are not buying things like TVs and whatnot, right?
That's right. Yahoo commissioned a survey, and we found 70% of people said they're cutting back, they're holding off on major expenses, they're not buying electronics or clothing, or even some people are cutting back on food.
And a lot of people, I'll be honest, don't know much about finance. I went to a lunch yesterday, and a woman said, in high school, we take wood shop, and we take car auto shop.
Right.
And she asked, how many people have changed their carburetor? How many people are whittling furniture? And
but then she realized, to save money.
Right. But she was saying, basically, we don't learn about finance, and that's important, isn't it?
We don't, and the states generally don't. I was just talking to my brother in Illinois, and he said his son can't graduate without passing consumer education. It's a new program. So you do see a little bit more education out there, but I think the adults who are out here now are left sort of high and dry in terms of financial education.
Okay, so now we know a lot of people are getting a check in the mail, and we're going to throw down to Miss Kathy Lee Gifford because there's $600 that people are getting. So the question is, what do they do with that money? Miss Gifford?
You know what, Hoda? I'm going to ask six people six questions. If they get it right, quit looking at my notes, Missy. I'm on to you. They get a $100 American Express little card here they can use. If they get it wrong, they get one of my records. So that's the deal. All right? All right. So there is incentive to get this right. What is your name, ma'am?
Susan.
Where are you from?
Virginia Beach.
Oh, good. I love it down there. It's a lot of fun. Here's your first question. Okay. Assuming you'll receive a rebate check, what's the last thing you should do with the money? A, put it into a savings account. B, make a fun purchase, which I can see in your eyes you want to do. C, pay off monthly bills. Or D, pay off revolving debt.
The last thing you want to do?
The last thing you should do with a rebate check.
Make a fun purchase.
Oh. Okay.
Is that right or wrong?
No, it's wrong. It's C, pay off monthly bills.
Oh!
Excuse me, here you go, enjoy.
Let me ask Laura, why is that the wrong thing to do?
I know, it sounds like a very counterintuitive answer,
yeah.
But if you need a one-time bonus to pay your monthly bills, then something's wrong.
Right.
You need to make sure your ingo matches your outflow. And if it doesn't, cut back. Don't use extra money to pay monthly bills.
Got it. All right, let's go back downstairs where the fun is.
All right, I found a very brave gentleman who's willing to talk to me. What's your name, sir?
I'm Raymond Titus.
Where from?
Biddeford, Maine.
All right, nice to have you, sir. You Maine
nice
people are very serious and to the point, right?
Yes.
You consider yourself a great financial expert?
No, just medium.
Medium. All right, let's see. Here's question number two. When planning for retirement, it's best to invest your money in A, 401k or an individual retirement account, B, real estate, C, hot commodities like oil or gold, or D, a hedge fund.
I'd say A.
And you know what, Mr. Maine? You'd be right. Give that man. There you go, darling. Don't spend it in one place.
Wow. And I think you should give him a CD, too. Why is that the right thing?
Because your money grows either tax-free or tax-deferred. And when you're saving money over a long period of time, 30 or 40 years, you don't want the tax man taking a little bit bite out of it year after year after year.
Okay, is there anything that's the worst, the thing we should not do?
Hedge funds are not for the average investor.
Okay.
And hot commodities. You don't want to be chasing hot commodities.
All right, let's go back downstairs to Miss Gifford.
I just found a hot one. I like coming down here.
Right.
What's your name, sweetheart?
Gary Everhart from North Kakalaki.
North Kakalaki.
That's right.
All right, that kind of attitude. Would you rather have the money or my record?
I'd rather have another hug, to be honest.
we were doing a little hugging before
right.
we get. Okay, here's number three, all right? Okay. Let's see. Hello. You're in debt and have to pay off tons of bills. Which one is the most important to pay off? A, credit card bills. C, mortgage. You're making me nervous. C, loans. Or I'm going to take my time with this question. And D, medical bill.
I'm gonna say, especially since credit card interest rates are pretty high and you don't get a tax deduction, I'm going to say credit cards.
You'd be wrong, darling. you got to go home with my pop record. If B, mortgage.
And why is that the right thing,
Because
Laura?
If you don't pay your mortgage, you're going to lose your house. So that's your number one payment. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing, number two, is credit card.
All right, so he was half right. All right, Laura, thank you so much. Miss Gifford, thanks. And thanks to the fun crowd downstairs. That was great.
I guess I'm going to be giving away money and records.
Give away money and records.
All right, okay.